Welcome to the What's Your Next Podcast. So excited to have you back. Today, we're bringing an episode from the vault of the What's Your Next Podcast author interviews. As one does, I realized that I actually love to read romances and I love to read rom-coms. I'm bringing back from the vault another interview with Morgan Elizabeth. I was originally planning to bring you another interview back, but I was like, you know what? I just finished this book. I need to talk about it. And what better place to do it than to do with you right now? So Morgan Elizabeth writes rom-coms, vibes, comfort, just really fun rom-coms that really honor the 90s and odds rom-com era of movies. And I really love her writing. I find it as comforting. I find it as lovely. It just reminds me of a cozy mystery and romance. And so a few days ago, I was like, it's November 1st. What am I going to do with my life? And it is, you know what? Let's just start reading holiday romances. And I tried a couple of holiday romances. Some of them work and some of them did not. But I knew a tried and true was Morgan Elizabeth's Bright Side of Christmas. I loved every single Christmas romance she writes. And I think they're just fun and just really fun and just joyful. But this one hit me hard. And I'll tell you why. Our heroine is Wren, and she is the Christmas spirit and personified. She is the go-to girl who helps out everything and adds a little more magic and has a little bit of joy. And she takes on every single responsibility and helps out. And she doesn't trust that other people can solve their problems. She's, if I can help you, I can help you, to the point of burnout. And so her next door neighbor is Adam, and she thinks he's a serial killer because he doesn't like Christmas. He does not want to have lights on. He does not want to have the Christmas spirit. And she's like Christmas personified. She's been holding out the Christmas tradition of her town. And so they get into a neighbor war and it's just lovely. But she's like burning herself out. She's like planning the Christmas festival, planning fundraisers, taking care of puppies, taking care of her niece, taking care of building quilts. Like she's working overtime. And not only that, she's also working her day job as a second grade teacher. And Adam sees her. She's burning herself out. He's like, go to sleep. And she's like, no, I have to do all these different things. And they end up this relationship where they're like opposites attract. And they realize they support each other. And one of the things that Adam has done for her is to basically give her, guide her to be like, no, you have to say no. You have to set boundaries. You need to put yourself first. And it's lovely aspect as someone who struggled with people pleasing in her 20s and burned myself out just as Brent did. I realized I was like, I wish I had someone to tell me to just set the boundary and like people will figure it out. Like they don't need you to do it all. Just because you can do it, but you don't want to do it, it's okay. No is a complete sentence. And it's just a lovely time. I really enjoyed this book because it just allowed me to see a part of myself that I no longer am that way. And I'm like a place to see, yeah, it's okay to say no. It's okay to enjoy the Christmas spirit. It's enjoy to make it magical. And you don't have to control every single thing. Wren is also struggling with grief. And this is something palatable. It's like when you're struggling with grief, you want to avoid doing the things that actually help you feel the feelings because it's scary. Feeling, we haven't been taught that it's safe to feel the feelings, especially grief. So I really appreciate this book. It's a Bright Side of Christmas. Morgan is releasing a second book in this series, is Small Town New Jersey, which I love. I love that she writes New Jersey romances because I lived in New Jersey for 14 years and I love New Jersey. I am proud to see like this is the single longest relationship that I ever had and living somewhere. It's New Jersey. So I really appreciate it. So this is Small Town. Their second book in the series is a Holly Rich series coming out right after Christmas. And I think it's the brothers and the best friend. And I can't wait. This book does not have a third eye breakout, but they do have conflict. It's just like conflict they have to work through. I think it's a pretty healthy relationship, a rom-com that you get to watch. And I really enjoyed it. So that's a Bright Side of Christmas. In this episode, Morgan and I talk about my passion for her books and all the same I'm gushing around it. Morgan talks about her passion for rom-coms and her vibes and what she likes to write about it. And I think it's just a fun conversation as someone who's looking for rom-coms to read. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, let's get to the show.
Hi, Morgan. What's your next podcast?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. You've been like one of my dream authors to come because I've been, as I'm telling you, you're my case in order to see author now, but I just need author leads. I just click your book, Spencer.
I love that. Compliment,
book culture, seeming, swinging love stories, and I'm still just like pretty good to a ball, you know, this, like a little sort of autonomous, though.
I love that. Yeah, I'm always like, I'm just vibes. Don't expect to get much. Don't learn. You're not going to learn anything here, but you will have fun. And that's the goal.
Yeah. And it's totally fine. Like, sometimes you just need the vibes.
Yeah, that's honestly, I'm coasting. The world is a dumpster fire. So we could, some happy vibes is what we all need.
That's so brutally. It just gets, you raise the femininity in a way that feels good. That's like, no, like, it's okay to just like put these vibes. It's okay to.
Thing, I'm like, I am exactly like other girl. I'm fine with that. I will never be the one that's, I'm just not like other girls. No, I'm just like every other bitch down here. Like, we are the same. There is a reason this stuff is popular, and it's, I get it.
Yeah.
Girls, I get it, and I am girls.
And then, so, shout out to, like, your wedding journey. When did you get style? Because I feel like you bust out of the scene, but you brought a
wedding. Yeah. So, I've always loved to read, as I feel like most, I feel like there's not an author. It's funny, I actually hate to read. But I've always liked to read. I've always liked writing. I went to school for journalism and public relations. And then I was in nonprofit event planning. And then I got pregnant, as we tend to do. And you don't make money in nonprofit. So I said, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. And then I started a mom blog. And I had a pretty successful business over there doing SEO and like random stuff. And then 2020 hit. As we all had a mental breakdown in 2020.
Yeah.
I had my third baby in 2020, and it just, like, the world spiraled. And we moved early 2021, and I found something that had been an outline for a book. And I remember doing it, and I was like, oh, that was fun. I could never actually write a book. That's so much work. It could never be me. And I was just, like, at this point where I was burnt out, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, as we tend to do. And I was like, let me just try it. What's the worst that could happen? Maybe I'll make some extra money to go get coffee in a Target run. And then I published that book in October 2021. It was The Distraction. And here we are just about 3 years later. And it's my full-time job. My husband's retired. It's crazy. It's the ticket of my life. But in the best way possible. So it was very, it was a happy accident. And I just kind of fly by the seat of my, my life is quite literally my books where I'm like, it's vibes and vibes alone. I have no clue what's happening. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Like,
I'm admirable. It's a woman like semi-retire in my world. But then I'm like, I have a job. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm up like this project and I have all these different projects. And I do them because it's vibes, because I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. And it's not only this like sense of we're doing the work, and we're doing really good work with it.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're not, you know, burning ourselves out.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah.
And I'm not to say there are times where usually it's the end of the year after Christmas time where I'm like, oh, so I did overcommit. Like, I did do a little bit too much there. Every December, I tell everyone who works with me, so next year, I'm not writing in December. And every year, I'm writing in December. And I'm like, next year, I'm just going to plan to do nothing in December. And that never works. But, you know, again, vibes. Sometimes the vibes mean I do have to work. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I overcommitted, but it's a lot.
Yeah. So let's talk about, where do readers get started?
So I am most well known for It's a Season for Revenge, which is the first book in my Seasons of Revenge series. It's Christmas, but it's not like Christmas. You can really start there. If you're into like rom-coms, like you said, pop culture, 2000s rom-coms is literally my bread and butter. His Season is Legally Blonde vibes, but make it Christmas and make it, she doesn't want to win Warner back. She just wants to get him back. And so that's a really great place to start. And then the next one would be Cammy, which is Cruel Summer, and that's Mean Girls. And then the whole series just kind of fun rom-com vibe. If you want small town, you can go to my very first book, and that's The Distraction. That's a 5-book series. But all of my books are interconnected standalones. See, I have ADHD, so I'm always like, I want people to be able to jump in wherever they want. Yeah. So I kind of just say, hey, what tropes do you like? If you like Taylor Swift, go to the playlist. That's a literal Taylor Swift book. If you like, I do have a little mafia series. I call it my light mafia. If you like The Sopranos, start with Ivory Tower. I kind of dabbled about a bunch, and I have found my sweet spot is like silly, goofy rom-coms, and I love it so much, but I've got a little bit of everything. So,
and one of the names you bought, because I wrote the Prince release, and it's the older one. It's pretty fancy.
All I Love is my Noah Kahan book, and it's literally like my seasonal depression book. It's like there's alcohol. It's like I wrote it kind of as almost a passion project where I was like, this is so far out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And this is not what you're expecting, I promise. But it was so good. Like, it was like it like felt good to write. And then I went to go write book two and I was like, oof, I am not depressed right now. I can't write that one. So then I wrote Passionate Princess, which was a complete 180. So,
but a little crossover from the Aquatel to the
Princess. Yeah.
The world, they do collide. And start with the dating service when you write out the duds. That gives up in another series.
Yeah. So. I love Easter eggs. And it could just be like the Swiftie in me where I'm just like always on the lookout for some kind of hidden message. But I love being able to go to a book and see glimpses of old characters that you already know and love and like you miss in a way. And then as an author, I miss them too. So I'm like, I never want to say goodbye to these people ever. So I just won't. And I'll just keep mentioning them later. So it's a fun way to either get older readers who can be like, oh, I know that person. Or newer readers are like, oh, maybe I want to know who that is. They have a book too. This is fine. So it's fun. I love my readers call it the Morganverse because like it's all intertwined.
And then we have Passing Your Princess by James Miss. I want that out. It's a real thing. It's the Sandra Bullock's You Were Made the One.
Congeniality.
Yeah. Congeniality, but an influencer world and non, it's not
Yeah. It's so I've been billing it as Miss Congeniality meets My Date with the President's Daughter, which is like such a niche movie. And I'm 33. So, like, people who are much younger than me are like, I've never heard of that movie. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, nice to the heart.
When you're older than you are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, my dear friend's daughter. The only place I can find it right now is YouTube. Like, that's literally, I've had to rewatch it recently. But yeah, it's really fun. It's about a girl named Ava who joins beauty pageant just to help her friends' businesses because she's just kind of that girl. She's like, I'm fine. She's vibes. I don't know what I want to do with my life and I'm okay with that. And I just want my friend's business to succeed. How can I help? I'm here to help. And then she accidentally wins Miss Americana, which is my version of Miss America pageant. And she ends up going on a 3-month road trip to promote her cause that she was speaking of, which was women-owned businesses. And she ends up having a very grumpy bodyguard that has to go with her. They find a cat. And it's just a time. They just travel the country and she forces him to fall in love with her. He isn't that unwitting. So it's a blast. It's just, again, it's vibes. It's pink and it's sparkly and a song espresso. I don't know how else to explain it other than like, it's the song Espresso meets So High School by Taylor Swift. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and it's a love. Like, if you're feeling like the world, we're getting some hope, really. Like, the past few years, it's just been a dumpster fire. It's been like a couple random things. Just kind of like a little, like, just a brief breath going back to that body floor. Like, we're just like acknowledging that it's good to be you. Like,
sometimes it's okay to turn your brain off and just like, bask in that it's okay to be happy and like it's okay to just turn it all off and just live in this fantasy la world, pink and sparkles and silly goofy fun time. And I'm here for that.
Yeah. And she's a childless young lady with a grumpy guy who takes care of her dad. So we're in the right mind.
We're literally just, it's just, she was so fun to write. She's just, I literally don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. I really don't care if you like me. I'm going to keep doing whatever it is I want to do. I'm going to run off and find a cat in a alleyway. And I don't care if you want to bring it with us, but it is now our cat. And she's along for the ride. She's our mascot now. Yeah. So yeah, she's so fun.
I'm so excited. I'm so there to spur what's it called. You're writing a Christmas book for the next
book? Yeah, I'm writing. The next book I'm writing is If This Was a Movie, which is Ava's friend Jules. And it's I love writing Christmas books because I get to do like Hallmark. I get to take out so much of the angst and the will they, won't they, and like the just the classic like miscommunications and like breaks up, because you only have a month and a half really at best to make these people fall in love and like to really expect them to make it past Christmas. And it's so fun to just be able to be like, no, this is a hallmark, you guys. There's smut and it's two people falling in love very quickly under semi-goofy circumstances. And we're here for it. But it's a blast. I love Christmas.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let's find some book recommendations. What kind of books you read? Do you have any recommendations for listeners to pick up after reading?
You know, it's so funny because something happens when you become an author and that I cannot read for this to save me anymore. I don't know why. It's like something happens. I'm sure you get it. Like when it becomes like a part of your job, for lack of a better word, it changes a little, but that doesn't mean I don't read. Like I still listen to a lot of audiobooks, which is like very helpful. That's my saving grace right now. And it's also cool because I have author friends now too, which is like really wild. So like I right now am reading The Arc of Marriage and Mossy by Nisha Sharma. Obsessed. I love Nisha. I always joke that Nisha is like the smart one. Like she shakes your 9,000s rom-coms. She has 18 degrees and I got a bachelor's in communication. Like we are the two spectrums and it just kind of works. I love Nisha. A lot of her books take place in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl at heart. So I just love Nisha's books. Love, theoretically, will always be like top tier for me. My Allie Hazelwood. I'm a people pleaser. And that one really spoke to me in ways I didn't want it to speak to me. So and then right now I'm about to start Only for the Week by Natasha Bishop. I'm really excited. My friend Ray told me about it and I'm excited to start it. What else have I read recently? I always love Julie Soto. I feel like that's just like a required reading at this point. I haven't started her None of Our Love Song yet.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go on the beach next week and I'm like saving it. And of course, Hannah Bonny Young. I feel like I read Out on a Limb. So I picked up Out on a Limb without realizing anything about it other than there was pregnancy in it. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
But I did not look at the cover very closely.
Yeah.
And I get like a chapter in and I'm like, oh, he's an amputee. I get it now. That's a great title for a name for a book. It's so clever, but I love Hannah. She's so sweet. So I've been reading.
You're awesome. I love Nisha's. And yes, I love Jersey Reverends. That's actually one of the reasons why I love your books. I love Jersey. I love Jersey.
Oh, I love it. I'm the person, like, if you get me on a roll, I will talk about how much I love the state of New Jersey until a day.
So, generally, it's like, you don't pump your own gas.
We get four seasons. We have New York, we have Philly, we have the beach, we have mountains if you want to go skiing.
Yeah.
It's, everyone hates on New Jersey.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you guys, we have the best food. We have the, honestly, I can go all day. Because when I go to other states, I'm like, what do you mean you can't get Chinese food and then Indian and then Mexican and then really good pizza all in the same day? I don't understand that.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes. I live in Florida now.
Yeah.
And the food in Tampa sucks.
I'm
learning how to cook. I'm teaching myself how to cook. But like, I did not want to do that while I was living in New Jersey. I'm like the best beach to Central Liberty. I live in a maple brownstone with none of certain beach to Central Liberty. And like waterfront area and just city, like it was life. It was four people moved there, so it was like cheap. And there were like, all those amenities. It was put to get cheap city.
And then, if you have kids, like it's amazing. Like there's 18 million parks, 18 million malls. Yeah. I've never left the state of New Jersey, and I don't want it. Like I just love it here so much. And everyone makes fun of me, and I'm just like, you don't understand.
Yeah,
be here to get it.
I don't know. It's like Jersey pride. It's like, it's unless everyone, like, I thought Jersey stuck. Like, before, and it was just for me. I was like, Jersey, I'm going to have none of that. And I was like, oh, what's up with that? I was like, like, so much nicer than New York.
I'm like, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't have to live in New York. I don't, like, New York scares me, but I like going to New York.
Yeah.
I don't want to go for longer than like maybe 12 hours. And then I get to go home and sleep in Jersey. And I sleep. I live in the suburbs. I live in a very small town in New Jersey, too. So it's like my kid's principal was my math teacher.
Oh.
So it's like I still get, I don't know. I will go all day.
They have a better subway. So if you take the crab, it's so much nicer than the New York subway.
Yeah.
Like, it was like I basically only worked Welcome Center because I didn't want to take the subway. I was like, subway is now. Huh? So nice. New cars, like pretty quick, pretty easy. Like it's an upgraded version of it. But
I know everyone hates on New Jersey, and I'm like, you guys, I just need to know that it is. Jersey Shore did us a disservice, and I will go again. I can write a thesis on this about how they weren't even, half the people weren't even from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And like, it did.
Yes.
But I love the state of New Jersey. I will be here until, like, it's my favorite.
Yes. Thank you for indulging me. And thank you for writing with New Jersey. Just like me to write with New Jersey. I'm like, just, I love it. Love
There's not enough New Jersey books. It's,
yeah. It's awesome. So, Morgan, tell us where you can find it online.
Yeah. So, I am across the board. I'm at Awkward Morgan Elizabeth. I'm mostly on TikTok and Instagram. I hate Facebook with a passion. It's so scary over there. I don't know. I try to avoid it. I do on Facebook group. I say that I love, like, but yeah, that's where you can find me for the most part. That's where we put most of, like, our updates. There's a newsletter in the bio you can always join. But yeah, that's, I spend a lot of time on social media. It's unfortunate, but it's like, I'm part of the job.
Awesome. Thank you for working for me on the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading.